reading the Bible, your everyday Bible reading, and something will just jump out at you and grab a hold of you. And I love it when that happens, and that's kind of the way this was. I want to preach to you this morning about blindness. Blindness. Have you ever thought about being blind? Remember when he was little? I guess about all kids, when they're little, play like they're blind. We used to do that. Tie a rag around our face in front of our eyes, or put our hands over our eyes or something like that. But I remember I used to try to imagine what it would be like to be blind. And I remember I'd just close my eyes like this real tight and walk down the hallway. And I thought, boy, this is what it would be like if I was blind. And really, I couldn't really feel like what it'd really be like, because I'd just been seeing a few minutes ago, and I could still see my house in my mind. And I knew that the second door down the hall was the bathroom, and I knew that this room here was a bedroom, and I knew that you went out this way to go outside. And, you know, you couldn't really know what it would be like to be blind and never been in that place. Because in my mind, I could still see it. In my heart, I could feel it. But can you imagine the people that have had one of the most terrible, terrible things you can imagine happen to them and lose their sight, or maybe even be blind from birth? And I'm amazed. I've always been just fascinated and amazed at people like Helen Keller, and people like her who grew up, couldn't see, couldn't hear. How they could ever even figure out what's what is just beyond me. And they say that when all your other senses are stronger when you're without one of them, and that's bound to be true, bound to be. But blindness would be a terrible thing. And the Bible pictures us before we get saved as being blind. John Newton wrote the great hymn, probably the most well-known of all hymns, "Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see." And a blind man getting his sight is equivalent. That's about as near as you could come to describing a person getting saved. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. Just as different as daylight and dark. 1 John 2, verse 11, talks about blinded eyes. Blinded eyes. "But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes." According to that scripture this morning, sin, a hatred in our heart, blinds us. Blinds us to all the good things. If you hate somebody this morning, that hatred will blind you. Any kind of sin will blind you. They say about sin, sin blinds first, then sin binds second, then sin grinds third. And that happened to Samson. They put out his eyes, sin blinds. They wrapped the ropes around him, tied him up, sin binds. And then they put him at the mill, pushing that thing around there, grinding that grain, so sin grinds. Sin blinds us. Reason a lot of people can't see the good things of God and enjoy. You know, when they're singing about "I have a heavenly Father" a minute ago, so many people just say, "Well, I can't get nothing out of it," because sin has blinded you. If you brought a real, honest to goodness, physically blind person in here this morning, I could stand here and I could say, "Hey, man, well, we have these beautiful rock up here on this wall. That's some of the prettiest rock work you've ever seen in your life. They took so much pains to fit those rock in there and all that." He could listen, he could hear what I was saying, but he could never appreciate it like somebody that can see. Maybe in his mind he could, but not with his eye. The flowers, the sign up there, all the people in the choir, "Doesn't she have on a pretty dress?" or "He had on a nice tie" or whatever. They couldn't see it because they're blind. Many times we are trying our best to get people To, you know, you say, well, I tell my mama and I fuss at my daddy and I tell them this is wrong and that's wrong and everything, and they can't see it. The reason they can't see is because they're blind. Have you ever heard anybody say this? I just can't see why you want to go to church all the time. I just can't see why you quit doing this. I just can't see why you want to read the Bible. I just can't see why. Have you heard how many times they said, I just can't see? Now, you know what a person's saying when they say that all the time? I can't see, I can't see, I can't see why you won't go here anymore. I can't see why you won't go to the movies. I can't see why you won't drink. I can't see why you won't do this. I can't see why you won't do that. You know why they can't see? Because blind people can't see. They need a miracle. They need a miracle. I used to be that way. Before I got saved, I knew there was a God. I knew there was a heaven. I knew there was a hell. But I'd say, well, I can't see why. What's wrong with this? I don't see nothing wrong with that. I don't see nothing wrong with that. Boy, after I got saved, I started seeing something wrong with everything. It's because your eyes get open. Your eyes are open. And people can't explain it. You look at them and you say, listen, what the Lord's done for me. And they say, oh, now, just calm down. You know, you just think that He's done it for you. No, I can see. My eyes have been opened. I mean, I can see. And they say, well, you're just on a religious trip. And you've been brainwashed into thinking all these things happen. And you don't know Greek and you don't know Hebrew and you don't know this. And you say, well, I don't. I don't know this. I don't know Greek. Don't know Hebrew. And I don't know necessarily all the whatever happened to the ark. And I don't know how wide the Red Sea was. And I don't know a lot of things. But I'll tell you one thing. I once was blind, but now I see. And you can tell them that. Thank God. It's amazing. It's amazing. Now, we know that sin blinds people. You don't have to turn to this, but in Genesis 19:11, the Bible said they smote those men with blindness. When all those inhabitants of Sodom and Gomorrah were coming, they were beating on Lot's door. They were saying, give us those angels. The homosexuals were so wicked, they seen these two new men come into town, and they wanted to drag them out. And Lot said, no, don't do such wickedness. And they said, send them out here. And the Bible said the angel smote them with blindness and they wearied themselves to find the door. That's a picture of our generation. That's a picture of people in San Francisco right now. They're going like this, you know. They're full of sin and going like this and can't find the door. Jesus said, I am the door. And I'll tell you this morning, what's wrong with people in this land this morning is that they are blind by their sin. Y'all listen to me this morning? We think, well, if we can do this and we can educate people and we could teach them the right way and we could teach them. You know what they done years ago? They went into the slums of the cities, of our major cities. And they said, the reason these people are so evil, the reason they stab and kill with knives and shoot each other with guns, or the reason they have because they're in poverty and they have nothing. So we spend government money, or our money really, given to the government, and we build condominiums and call them apartment complexes. And we build it and we call them housing projects. And we put carpet in them. And we put colored TVs in them. And we put running cable into them. And we put put air conditioning into them. And you know, you can go right back to that same spot 20 years later, and all you have is slums. The TVs are busted, the windows are knocked out, and the carpet is dirty. You know why? Because you don't change human beings from the outside, changing their environment and changing them. Human beings have to be changed by a miracle on the inside of them that only God Almighty can perform when their eyes are open. Well, I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit, but I can't help but think, oh, happy day, that night down at Nebo Baptist Church when the greatest of all miracles was performed in an 18-year-old boy. That night, I went down the altar, and I got born again, saved by the grace of God, and God opened my eyes. What a day. What a day, brother, what a day. Sin blinds our eyes. The Bible says it puts us in darkness. In Deuteronomy 16:19, it says a gift blinds the eyes of the wise. Isn't that something? If you know you're getting something, it blinds you. If there's a prize you got your eyes on, it will blind you. That's what messes up a lot of preachers. fame and fortune, success. People know their name. Singers, the same way. You get real popular. Everybody knows your name. You get a lot more money coming in than what you need. And then the next thing you know, brother, it blinds their eyes. The Bible said in 1 Samuel 12 and verse 3 that a bribe will blind you. Money blinds people. I don't know why people want so much money. All it does is just like putting your hands over your eyes. It blinds you to all the good things that God has for you. But then don't you notice, not only does the Bible talk about blind eyes, the devil blinds your eyes so you can't see, the Bible talks about blind minds. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Let's look at just for a second there, and I'm going to have you turn to this one and maybe one more. So you keep your Bibles handy there. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. And believe it or not, the Bible says that a person can have a blind mind. You remember a minute ago when I said I could hold my hands over my eyes? Watch this. I don't know if I better do this or not. Them steps. Let's say I was blind right now. Now see, in my mind, I still know that somewhere right in here, there it is, there's steps. See, I wouldn't know that except I can see them in my mind. And pretty soon I'm going to be down there where you is. Okay, here I am, solid ground. Now, I couldn't see with my eyes, but you know, I could see them in my mind. I could see that last step. I knew there was a pew right in here. I knew I could see it in my mind. But the Bible says that some people have blind minds. Look at verse 4. What does it say there in 2 Corinthians 4:4? In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine unto them. You know what the devil does? After he blinds a person's eyes, brother, the next thing he does, he goes to work on that mind. He blinds our mind to the good things of God. Then you're really getting in trouble. He blinds your eyes so that you can't see. He blinds your mind so that you can't understand. Have you ever took the Bible truths and tried to explain them to some people? They say, well, I know, but I see what you're saying, but I still think. You know, and you say, listen, we're saved by grace. It is the gift of God. Yeah, but I believe a person's got to do this and do that. And I say, but listen, look here what the Bible says. By grace are you saved through faith. It's a gift. God wants to give you one of the hardest things you ever done in your life is trying to explain the plan of salvation to somebody with a blind mind. They cannot see it. They cannot see it. You can show them in the Bible. That's one of the reasons I know the Bible's true and there's a devil. I've sat and read that scripture to people right in their face and said it's a gift. God wants to give you a gift. And will you accept it? And they'll say, well, preacher, I still believe you got to live good. And I said, now listen, friend. I got a gift. Let's say I pull out a gift out of here. And it's all wrapped up and it says to whatever your name is. And I said, I'm going to give it to you. What do you got to do to get that gift? And they'll say, well, I believe that you need to keep all the Ten Commandments every day or there's no use even going to church. And I say, listen, friend, it's a gift. God wants to give you salvation. Salvation's free. Let me tell you what the devil's doing to a lot of people right here in this room this morning. And a lot of people, he's got you convinced that you can't live it. He's got you convinced, yeah, you can't live right. There's no way in the world you can go by all them rules. If you ever go to heaven, you'll have to do this, you'll have to do that, you'll have to do this. I've got good news for you this morning. I hope God's Spirit will touch you and open up your eyes. You can see this. Listen, God's got a gift. It's a free gift. And if you would accept that free gift, absolutely no strings attached, God will do a work in your heart and give you the grace to live right. You see, the devil's got so many people convinced that if they got saved, that they'd live a miserable life because they think, man, I'd hate going to church all the time. I'd hate having to read the Bible all the time. I'd hate I couldn't do this. I couldn't flirt. I couldn't drink. I couldn't do this. I couldn't do that. I'd be miserable if I'm a Christian. Oh, you know why? You know why you like that? Because the devil's got his hands here and he's got your mind blinded to where you cannot see the good things of God. Listen, people, I say, listen, would you like to get saved? People say, well, if there's a God, why is there so much trouble in the world? And I say, well, there is, friend. Now, listen, let's talk about you and God. You're going to die one day. You want to go to heaven? You ready to die? And they'll say, man told me this week I was witnessing to him. I got a good witness in. And I said, don't you need to get right with God? He said, well, my wife and the kids go. That counts a little bit, don't it? Well, that's good. I'm happy for you. It does count for them. Don't do nothing for you, though. Listen, a person don't... God don't look down and say, well, I'm going to take him to heaven because his wife and kid goes to church. People, you know what? You know what I believe a lot of people do? They'll give money to the church every now and then to try to buy God off for a little while so he won't get them, you know? You ever met anybody like that? Well, here comes the preacher. Here's $10. Put it in for me Sunday morning. That'll get the preacher off my back. And that'll get... Boy, I tell you, that ain't going to get me off their back. They think $10 is going to make me leave them alone. I mean, I'm just going to say, you can keep your $10 if you want to. What about your soul? Where are you going when you die? What's going to happen to you when you die? You're going to die. You're going to die. Have you ever noticed the hardest thing you ever done is keep people on the subject that they're going to die and face God? You know why? God of this world has blinded their minds that believe not. You'll never know the answer to everything. I talk to people, it's plumb scary. Christ died for your sin. Well, I still believe, listen, Christ died for your sins. But I still believe, listen, Christ died for your sins to pay for all of them. Yeah, I know, but I still think, see, the devil's got your mind blinded. You know why? Because if it ever got a hold of you just right, that your sins are every one paid for right now. If that truth ever dawned on you, you'd be one of these fanatics up here running the aisle and waving your hand. Because you'd say, I better not quote. I could quote. You'd free at last, you know, like that. That's right, brother. You'd say, I don't have to worry about my sins no more. Hallelujah. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. And when he sees me through the blood of the Lamb. A lot of people's minds are blinded. Then I want to show you a third way that people are blind this morning. This is worse. This is worse. Turn to Ephesians chapter 4. This one's worse. Not only are some people's eyes are blinded, and then finally, their minds are blinded where they can't understand. My soul, some people get to the point where their heart is blinded and they cannot feel. I noticed this when I was reading. Their eyes are blinded so they can't see. Their mind is blinded so they can't understand. And worse than that, their heart gets blinded that they can't even feel no more. The Bible even says, let me show you Ephesians 4:18. Ephesians 4:18. Having the understanding darkened. Now the last word up there in verse 17 is their mind. They walk. When a man lives in sin, when a young person, when they party, when they live in promiscuity or wickedness or drugs or alcohol, all these things, it messes up their mind. It blinds their mind so that when a preacher preaches and they read the Bible, they just sit there like, oh man, I'm bored to death. And because they're blind. They can't see. They're sitting there blind and the rest of you can see. Look at verse 18. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their what? The blindness of their what? Their heart is blind. Boy, isn't that Bible don't waste no words. Look at verse 19. Who being past feeling. See? Now here's your rock and roll singers. Here's your MTV partiers. Here's your Hollywood movie stars. Verse 19. Who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness. Lasciviousness means just a life of lust and greed and anything you want, anything goes. I'm going to party all night. I'm going to live it up. We're going to indulge the River Phoenix, Kurt Cobain, that type of lifestyle. Rock and rollers, partying, live it up. You've only got one life. Do it. Do all you can. Have all the fun you can. The Bible said their past feeling, their heart is blinded. And if you don't believe it, you go into a rock concert and hold up that Bible and start saying Jesus saves and watch what happens to you. They tear you to shreds. You wouldn't get out alive in a lot of those places. You know why? Their eyes are not only dark, their mind's not only blind, their heart, they can't even feel nothing. You see, The average sinner, you know, before a person gets so far, even though they're blind and they can't see, they can at least feel it when you're preaching the Word of God. They can feel that something's there. They can feel it. And when they get around, they say, man, I know something's in that church. I can't understand it. Their mind's blind. I can't see it. Their eyes are blind. But I know something's there. There's some people have gone so far that their heart is blind, so that they have become what we call past feeling. Past feeling. John 9:39. Let me show you one more. I'm sorry. I said, well, let me just give you one more. John chapter 9. This is one of the most unusual verses of Scripture of anywhere in the Bible. This is a very hard verse of Scripture. And it's an entire chapter about a blind man receiving his sight. That's a picture of a lost man being saved. Now I'm going to show you the worst kind of blindness. The absolute worst kind of blindness on earth. Worse, you say worse than rock singers you're talking about? Worse than that. The absolute worst kind of blindness that people can have is to be real, extremely religious and think they're serving God and don't know God at all. That's the worst kind you can get. Let me show you that. In John chapter 9, there's a fellow who's blind. And the story goes that the Lord healed this man here in a conversation with his mom and dad. And he's the fellow who said, made that statement that I made a while ago. And he said, I once was blind and now I see, you know. And I don't know who he is or where he come from, but I know one thing I can see. And all of that. And the Pharisees here, I believe it was, and this most religious people of that day were arguing about this man's healing. And they hated Jesus with a passion, but they were the most extremely religious people of that day and time. And the Bible said here, and verse 40, look at verse number 40. Now here's an amazing verse of Scripture. And some of the Pharisees, which were with him, heard these words and said unto him, are we blind also? Jesus said unto them, if ye were blind, ye should have no sin, but now ye say, we see, therefore your sin remaineth. Whoa. What a verse. What a verse of Scripture. You know what we see in that verse of Scripture? A bunch of these religious people who thought they had always been Christians. A lot of people believe that. A lot of guys think that, well, I hate to say this, but a lot of them think, when they put on this dress, they wear these dresses. And they're men, but they wear dresses. Long black dresses. And they always walk kind of funny, and they got this weird kind of kill 'em sign with this hand right here. When you see a guy do that right there, he's a crook. He's a crook. That don't mean peace. That's the old ancient symbol of a bowman, see? Revelation 6, that's a symbol of an antichrist. And they always put it on those pictures of Jesus doing like that. That's weird, man. Why would they do that? The Lord didn't go around like this, you know, and touching people like that. And doing, you know how they do when they stutter, don't you? You hear that story about how a priest stutters? He goes... But anyway, they you can laugh. It's free country a little bit still. But I want to tell you what. They say... The Lord is in His holy temple, let all the earth keep silence before Him. And then they start sticking cookies in people's mouths. And then they start doing that. You know what that is? That's religious Phariseeism. And then a guy comes in and said, I got saved by the grace of God. They said, no, you did not. And he said, well, I want to tell you this. Well, when was it opened? Man, they said, dost thou teach us? And they cast him out. We are Moses' disciple. Who do you think you are trying to tell us what's right and what's wrong? That's the worst kind of blindness a person can have. In other words, the worst blindness a person can have is to be blind and not know you're blind. That's bad. If a blind man knows he's blind, the Lord can help him. The Bible said there sat two blind men by the highway side begging, crying, Jesus, have mercy on us. He healed them. Blind Bartimaeus said, Lord, help me. He said, what do you want? I might receive my sight. The Lord healed him. But I tell you, if a man don't even know he's blind, he ain't never going to call on the Lord for help. And the worst blindness that a person can have is to be blind and not know it. Wouldn't you hate to be blind and not know you was blind? I mean, you think everybody's like you? That'd be a mess. So he said this. They said, are you trying to say that we're blind too? And the Lord said, you guys? He said, if you'd have just confessed your sin, you could see him. But since you go ahead and think you're all right without confessing your sin remaineth. You're blind. And another place he said, blind guides which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. And another time, you know what he told God one time? He said, man, you're in bad shape. If you're always trying to pick a toothpick out of your neighbor's eye and you got a 2x6 in your eye. One man totally blind trying to help another who's partially blind, and the blind lead the blind, what's going to happen to them? They're all going to wind up in the ditch. We need to understand that their heart is blind. That's why a lot of people ask me, they heard Danny Castle got religion when I got saved. They said, oh, Danny Castle got religion. I said, man, I didn't get religion. I don't know nothing about religion. I got saved. My eyes are open. And one of God's children, with 10 minutes with their eyes open, knows more about God than a religious Pharisee who studied in a monastery for 20 years who don't know God. And I'm not saying that Some people in those religions don't know God. I'm not saying that at all. I think some of them are saved, just like some Baptists are saved. Guy said one time, he said, hey, you believe the Baptists are the only one going to heaven? No, I don't believe that. I don't even believe all the Baptists are. I believe anybody in any faith is going to heaven if they've been born again and they're saved and their eyes are open. Amen? The encyclopedia tells us they have training for blind people. They have a different kind of aids for blind people. They have education for the blind. They have programs for the blind. But I looked in the encyclopedia, and there's no cure for the blind. And I'll tell you what this whole world got tonight. They have DARE programs. They have Just Say No programs. Oh, that's okay. That's fine and good. They have AA. They have all these things. They have a lot of things. Education for the blind. Help for the blind. Instruction for the blind. This world don't have no cure for blindness. The only cure for blindness of the eyes and heart and mind this morning is at the foot of the cross of Jesus Christ. Your eyes can be open. Last night we had about, I guess it's 20 up here for prayer meeting last night. Had a good prayer meeting. You wouldn't have thought it'd flood water coming in the front door and everything else. We had a good prayer meeting. I left here last night about I guess it was something to 11. An unusual thing happened to me. I'd had this message on my heart. And as I was going up the street, right up through there, I crossed the top of the hill right up before you to get to the store up on, before you get to the store up on the right. It was raining. And I saw a young man with one of them sticks walking down this way in the rain, tapping like that, blind. I said, it just hit me like that. I don't believe, I believe it's been years since I saw a blind person with a stick just walking right here in Marion. And he was tapping his way down through there. I saw him hit the side there and he was going on the sidewalk. And boy, the Lord got a hold of my heart and said, turn around and go get him. Now, I'd already picked one man up yesterday and took him. He, well, matter of fact, he came up to me in the rain at a store and wanted me to take him home. And I thought he was really trying to rob me at first when I got talking to him, filling him out, but he was pitiful and said he used to be in church and mama died and he got real hurt over that and bitter and got out and now he's drinking and his wife's left him and he's in a pitiful mess. And I began to talk to him. He had some blindness in there and he couldn't see spiritually. But I turned around, I guess it was around their Pontiac place, came back. And I didn't see him. He turned left there at the red light, walking up through there. And I just kind of pulled up, and I saw him turn around like this. And I said, Hey, man, need a ride? And I guess he was scared. He said, you know, his eyes, like, he couldn't control his eyes. They were looking up. And he was saying, like, I'm just going right over here. He was scared, afraid I was maybe going to mug him or something like that. And I said, well, listen, I'm a preacher, and I've been up to church Saturday night and everything, and I just saw you walking in here, and I thought you might want to ride. And he said, okay. And he come walking around the car, and I opened the car door so he could feel it, and he pulled it open like that and got set down. He was wet. He stuck his cane in there, and I said, man, what are you doing out here walking around like this in the night, at 11 o'clock at night in the rain? He said, I'm going home. And I began to talk to him, and it's just like, I know God let me do that. I mean, I know the Lord let me do that because it's what I was going to preach on this morning. Because the whole time, it was like God was saying, okay, there he is. There's your illustration. And I said, what's your name? And he told me his name. And I said, he stuck out his hand, and I stuck mine out. And I said, I'm Danny Castle. And he said, you're Danny Castle? And I said, yeah. He said, wow, man. He said, I've heard all about you. And I said, really? How'd you hear about me? And he kind of had a little accent. He said, I've heard about you, dude. That's what he said. Well, boy, if he wasn't blind, I'd smack him. But I didn't say that. And he wouldn't know who done it. No, I just kidding. I had a good story I was going to tell y'all. But anyway, he sat there and I said, where in the world are you from? He said, I forgot where, Kansas, and never been all over the United States. And what's it like to be blind? I said, you know, I'm going to preach on being blind. And I said, tell me something about it. What's it like? And he said, well, preacher, it's like this. He said, a lot of people look at us and they say, oh, how pitiful we are, and you know, all the things that we can't see and everything. And he said, they compare us to a lot of things and compare. And I said, well, a lot of people can't see this and they can't see the goodness of life. And he said, but that's by choice. And he said, the difference between me and them is, he said, that's by choice. He said, those people couldn't see if they tried. I can't. Boy, I got to thinking about that and I thought about it. That's true. All the people in McDowell County, they could see the good things of God. They chose not to. They chose to go down the wrong road. And I talked to him and told him I'd pray for him. And he's talking about some Indian religion that he believed in and stuff like that. And I said, man, you know, it ain't no accident I picked you up. God sent me by here to talk to you. He said, well, I believe that. And I said, God let his son die for you. And I said, just like you being blind physically, we're blind spiritually, and we need God. And I began to witness to him. And finally he got out of the car. And I went going down the road. And it's just like the Lord talking to my heart. And I said, that's our mission as a church. Instead of passing these people and saying, isn't that pitiful? Blind person, can't even see out here walking in the room and going on home. It's our job to get them and take them home to heaven with us one of these days where we're going to go. They can't see. They can't see. Don't fuss at them. You can fuss at a man that's a blind man. What color are them flowers? He says, I don't know. Oh, stupid, what color are them flowers? I don't know. He can't help it. He can't see. He needs a miracle. And I want to say to you this morning, ladies and gentlemen, what sinners need out there, they need the love of God coming through us and get them in here and let a miracle happen in their life. You say, well, I told them they better straighten up. They don't know how to straighten up. You say, well, I told them they better quit their sinning. They don't know how to quit their sinning. What they need is a trip to the altar and let God open their eyes. And brother, I'll guarantee you their eyes will be open then. They'll see what's wrong. The only cure for blindness is a miracle. It takes a miracle to cure a blind man. It's out of our hands. I can point you to the way. I can tell you how it can happen. I can tell you where it can happen. I can tell you when it can happen. But it's going to take a miracle of God opening your eyes. You to be cured of your blindness. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Saved a wretch like me. Once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now, thank God, I see. Let's stand with our heads bowed. as I think about that young man that I talked to yesterday, I want just for a few seconds you to think about your friends, your school friends, the friends at work. They're just tapping along. They can't see. They absolutely cannot see. They can't see why you go to church all the time. They can't see why you want to read the Bible, why you give up all your sins and the fun, as they call it. They can't see it. I wonder how many Christians this morning would come to this altar and dedicate their lives to saying, Lord, I want to go lead them out of darkness to the light. Amen. And I wonder there's here those here this morning. You say, preacher, I need that miracle that you're talking about. I need the miracle you preached about this morning. I want my eyes to be open. I don't want to be blinded by sin. If you need to come, you come. Many's coming already. Many are coming. Maybe there's others. Dear God, do something in our hearts this morning. Speak to us, O Lord, we pray. Forgive our sin. Wash us in the blood. Move the blindness from somebody's heart and mind and eyes this morning. We'll praise you and thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing. God's speaking to your heart and you need to come. You feel free to come right now. Come on.
Just as I am without one thing.
Let's everybody sing.
But that
sing, folks.
Thy blood
Amen.
Was shed.
Sing, I only hear you.
Just
come on.
As I am and waiting not
Amen.
To rid my soul of one dark lot to thee whose blood
Amen.
Can cleanse
yes.
each fire.
Amen.
Of God I come. I come.
Let's bow our heads again while these are still praying this morning. Maybe there's that one of those here this morning. So I was blind, preacher. But now I see. Maybe there are those here this morning. So I don't understand what you're talking about. I don't know about all this. I tell you what you need. You need the Lord, friend. You need the Lord. You need the Lord. The Lord will help you. Going to church is good. Everybody ought to go to church. That's not enough. You need the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to come to Him. Accept Him. Trust Him. We're going to pray. Anybody else needs to come, you feel free to come right now. But we pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for these that have come, been on the altar. Thank you, Lord, for the desire to lead the lost to Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for these that have committed themselves, Lord, to helping the blind to get to that place where you can do a miracle. Lord, we know it's an absolute miracle when a person gets saved. It's a supernatural work. It's not something in the flesh. It's not something, Lord, done by the power of men, nor by might, but it's by your Spirit. Pray, oh God, in Jesus' name, Lord, that you'd move here this morning. Put a desire in every heart to lead the lost to you. Pray, Father, that you'd bless now these that need to come. Help them, oh God. We pray you'd have mercy on those that have the greatest blindness of all. Them that are blind and don't know it, oh God. Oh Lord, open eyes and hearts and minds. Let them see their condition before thee. Bring us back here after a while, Lord. Have a service tonight, Lord, that we'll long remember. May the power of God move in a great way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.